I'm thrilled today to be meeting the UK's most famous beauty expert. She started her career over 30 years ago. She's been a facialist for royalty and A-listers. She's worked at Harrods Salon and Grace Shot Spa, and she became the youngest ever trainer for Clarins. But she is most famous for her role at QVC, working with the world's most exciting beauty brands, sharing her vast knowledge so that all of us can benefit. She's recently launched her own website and she'll tell us all about it. She's Alison Young. Hi, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you for that lovely introduction.
So excited. So listeners of Radio Gorgeous are mostly over 40. Why do we need beauty at our age?
You don't need beauty. No one needs anything. And I'm very much about that. It's up to you to have your own control in your beauty regime. So if your beauty regime, for example, you need it in a base level, high quality cleansing products, great shampoo, moisturisers, SPF, and just actually knowing then the ingredients for your skin type, your skin age, you know, your skin condition, and that's what all the tutorials are about, actually finding out what skin type and condition you are and therefore what ingredients suit you, so then makes you a better shopper, more informed shopper. But from a beauty point of view, I like to actually put the power into, you know, my customers, my clients, my followers that I've done for so many years, because it's then about how much do they want to spend, what results do they want. It's much more individual and personal for me, rather than actually enforcing everyone should do X, Y, Z. I'm much more about finding out what do you need and then matching up a product or a brand to what you need in your price point.
So tailored for somebody then, would you
yeah,
say?
Tailored. Yeah, tailored, and not enforcing anything on anyone. And
yeah,
not making...
Because beauty's frightening, you know, the serums, oils, cleansers, you know, where would you begin?
Right, where you begin is analysing what your conditions and types are, which is all dictated by, you know, genetics, heritage, lifestyle, illnesses, stress, and that takes a massive effect. And then, you know, with women, also hormones, massive effect on the skin and on the hair and on the nails and on the body. And then, you know, what is your image that you want to portray? What are you comfortable at? What's comfortable for your lifestyle? What's comfortable for you in your role that you play or the job that you have? Because that, you know, affects what image you actually want to portray. And then from there, once you've worked that one out, then actually just matching it up with price points versus ingredients, not necessarily brands. I'll break all brands down into the ingredients. So sometimes I can say, you know, well, actually, if you need to save money, you could buy this one at the moment because this has got a similar ingredient in, or this is very good value that's come to the market because that ingredient has become more economical to actually purchase because it's become more mass market now.
Gosh, but how do you say that you have tutorials? Is this how people can find out? Tell us about them.
Well, on my website, alisonyoungbeauty.com, there is a load of tutorials. I think I've had 500,000 hits on those and on YouTube, which is all about just taking it back to basics, because there's so many brands out there and there's so many, you know, bamboozlement, I'll call it, out there of, you know, a lifestyle product or an all skin type product, or this will suit everyone. One of my most hated phrases, by the way, because, you know, someone isn't everyone, you know, someone is an individual person and it's about an individual routine for me. So then on the website, I've got free tutorials, which you can just, you know, either listen to or sit and watch, which are about what's dry skin, what's oily skin, what's dry hair, what's nail problems, what's conditions such as dehydration, how does hormones or menopause or pregnancy or illness or cancer affect your skin or affect your hair or nails, and what things to look out for. And there's also a massive section there which I'm constantly, I just filmed again on Monday, for frequently asked questions. So, you know, with those, again, that's all questions that are coming to the fore. And more, I'm just getting more and more questions about effects of illness, stress and lifestyle is affecting everyone's beauty regime.
So can people contact you personally then on the website?
Yeah, what they can do is I do often a live Q&A on my Facebook page, sort of once a week as well. Yeah. Then they can contact me, and I keep everyone updated on my Instagram page, and all my social handles are Ally Young Beauty as well. So sort of follow me on any of those. And on some of them, yes, I can get back to some people with some individual questions, and then others, then what I'll do is on that live Q&A, sort of, which I tend to do about once a week, I'll cover as many subjects as possible. Or then when I'm filming on a weekly basis, I'll pull up those frequently asked questions that are coming through as well. I mean, topical ones at the moment have been, because, you know, we're talking right now in the summer, has been this week, you know, what to do for backpacking children, and also how to get your SPF on in hot weather, and how to get your skincare on or makeup on in hot weather. So they're very topical, and then I'll do those as frequently asked questions, and that's up on the website, and they're kept permanently there as a sort of bank of information. And they're very much linked to, they're not necessarily linked to buying something or sponsored by anything. They are just the right answer for that person, or the right answer in different price points, or, you know, what to look out for from an ingredient point of view. And a lot of the time it's a technique. A lot of the time, even when I'm meeting women, it is about, and men with their beauty regimes, all different age groups, it's about, you often might have the answer at home in what you've already bought. You just need to use it differently.
Okay, now using differently, you said that you're a facialist. So is it to do with the amount of product, massage, when to use it? I mean, I've interviewed someone who was, you know, a few facialist massages, and they say that is vital. What do you think?
Yeah, it's vital. And it's also, you know, different at different times as well. Sort of, you know, how is your skin at the moment? If I'm just looking, say, just at facial skin, and it might be as well, you know, for me, because I know ingredients, because I've traveled and worked around labs all over the world and developed products for brands, it's sometimes, okay, tell me what you have got, and tell me what brands you have got. I'll then know what the ingredients are, because there's no point in switching from one brand to another. One brand name to another brand name could be made in the same factory using the same ingredients.
Wow.
It's a matter of then looking at what you've got and reading your ingredients. And okay, so you've tried, you know, a peptide serum, and you've tried something that's got a lot of synthetics in it, and that didn't work for you, or you reacted to it. So I'm going to switch you to a serum that's more naturally based. And, you know, so you're still going to stay in the serum zone, which maybe works in hot weather, and that can multitask around the eye, but I'm going to switch the ingredient family. Or if you were using, you know, acids and peels, and your skin has continued, you know, to be problematic, or continue to be aggressed, or your high colours come up, then I'll actually switch you away from those.
Yeah, I'd say definitely stop then.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's, instead of talking about sort of cases, okay, so let's talk about me. So you can ask me the sort of questions you'd ask, you know, if you were giving me a beauty consultant.
Yeah, well, my questions would be very you know, personalized, which is,
do you want
basically
to ask me one then?
Yeah, so certainly be like, what is your beauty routine, and what do you want to achieve?
Well, what I my beauty routine is terribly traditional. It's cleanse, tone and moisturize. I've always used a serum, always used moisturizer. I use a bit of oils, I use a bit of hyaluronic acid. I don't put stuff around my eyes too much, because I don't want them to get puffy. I want to look fresh, younger, but I also have pigment, which I try and cover.
Yeah.
And obviously I've got lines and wrinkles because I'm 56.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. You know, and first of all, I'd say to that, brilliant, well done. You're using a very sophisticated routine, which is fantastic. You've got gorgeous bright blue eyes. You've got a great face shape as well, heart-shaped face shape, which is actually very rare and photographs really well as well. So I'll always, with women, I'll actually celebrate, because sometimes a lot of women will focus on the negatives.
Because I've got a big nose, yeah, and I've got a weak chin,
right.
I think.
Till you said that, I didn't even look at your nose. Yeah. Or your chin. And that's, you know, a lot of the time with women, it's actually, you know, praising them or telling them not to worry about things. You know, in your routine, there are a couple of sort of things I would just pick out at the moment to adjust. Is obviously pigmentation with the summer sunshine. It's got to be a 50 plus. It's got to be a UVA and UVB, and it's got to be on a morning.
Even in Britain?
Yes. Even in Britain. And if you're worried about pigmentation, then it should be all year round, because actually your pigmentation cells get excited by the sun, and it's part of the natural defence mechanism of the skin to the sun. And they get excited during the summer months, but they'll stay a little bit, although they'll go quieter in the winter months. Your winter months are your best time to fade them. So the summer months are the best time to protect them. And then the winter months, you continue to protect them, because daylight is sunshine. So the best result you'll get is actually next year. Protect them this year, then maybe more in the winter months, sort of adding in just onto those pigmentation areas different types of peeling products or level of peeling products, depending upon, you know, what your level of resistance is to those. And you've got quite fair skin, so it might be that you just need gentle ones, or maybe just a vitamin C serum would be better for you. With pigrogenol is a key ingredient that you can get in lots of different price points now, which is a fading pigment ingredient. They work gently on the skin without going to glycolics or peels or stronger invasive things. Use those through the winter months, and you'll find that next spring, as long as you get your factor 50 plus on early, ideally keep it on throughout the winter or get it on in February, then pigmented cells actually start getting really excited in about February. We get often that one or two days that are really sunny. My dad always gets a tan because he's got olive skin in February. Yeah. It's like, you look over and it's like, oh goodness, you've got a tan already. Mm. That's in just from daylight hours increasing. And then going back to not using products around the eye area, you mentioned you had a hyaluronic serum. Definitely put your hyaluronic serum around the eye area. So I understand you're worried about puffiness around there, but that hyaluronic serum can't cause puffiness. It doesn't have any oil carrying agents in it. Your eyes will take it. And if you just do a massage technique when you're putting it on, even just for a couple of seconds,
or just patting it with my little finger,
or stroking it as well, or doing frozen spoons as well, or drainage from the center of the eye, the nose to the outside as well, even doing the palms of the hands rolling like that, then that actually, when you're putting that product on, decongests. And it's not about buying another product, it's about using what you've got better to your advantage.
It's fantastic. I love it. What about cleanse, tone and moisturise? Because I know it was invented by kind of Helena Rubinstein or Estee Lauder. There's a fantastic book. I don't know if you've ever read it.
Red Door.
It's brilliant. Do you think that that's an old-fashioned way to approach now?
No, it isn't, because the bottom line is you couldn't, and there are some retail brands as well now and spa and professional brands that leave out the toning because they've got cleansing now, an all-in-one cleansing that actually doesn't leave a residue on the skin that you can take off with water. But yes, cleanse, tone, moisturise, but it just might be with different textures for me, because with that, you'll get some people, I'll very much customise a regime. So in my, you know, combination or spotty skin tutorials, then most people with spotty and combination skin do not like oils on their skin, because oils remind them of sebum that they're squeezing out of spots. So they actually prefer washes. So then it's, as long as you're then washing with a non-drying product, a non-stimulating product on an oily combination skin. But nowadays you can also get a wash that's suitable for dry skin that's actually got anti-aging ingredients in. So although the cleanse, tone, moisturize is still in principle there, as in clean your skin, make sure there's no residue, and put back balance on your skin, if I'm looking at the very basics. So that's where an oily skin, I would have, you know, a propolis gel or a healing gel going on. I wouldn't have a thick cream going on. But then, you know, someone like ourselves that's more worried about lines and wrinkles, if we choose to want to do something in beauty, then actually have some age-defying ingredients on them. But then I'm also just as much about, if someone's maybe, you know, I come from the country, come from the north, like you know, if someone says to me, you know, I just want a great cream, and you know, I'll say, what are you using? And they'll say they're using, you know, a cold cream. I'm not going to tell someone off for using a cold cream. I'll just give them a moisturizer is brilliant, just put it on morning and night. Just let's look at the ingredients and maybe have a free from moisturizer, so better quality ingredients in
what
there.
What does free from mean?
Free from, it's a little bit of an old-fashioned word now, but it's maybe sort of recognized sort of in when you're shopping, is where really about the ingredients that are left out of a product as much as the ingredients that are put into a product. So as a qualified beauty expert, I've always looked at whether it's hair or face or body or makeup, the ingredient listing, even before the ingredient listing was first printed on to product. And that is where the, you know, the first top ingredients, if they're sounding very scientific or very chemical, and if you don't want to go that way, if you're not buying a chemical or a scientific product, why are they in your basic product? There should be some ingredients there at the top that could be of something that would be more compatible, you know, just almond oils, jojoba oils, you know, some gentle carrying agent ingredients, rather than just having the good ingredients at the bottom of the list.
Okay, I see. So that's like fillers or something they're putting in.
Exactly. They're padding out or filling up the cream. It's a little bit like a, you know, a good cake and a bad cake. A good cake is, you know, real butter, real eggs, you know, real ingredients.
You don't want marge and a load of...
Marge and a load of synthetic things and a load of, you know, hydrogenated blah blahs.
What about
in your cake
the word
ingredients?
Alcohol? Because I, you know, should we? Because I now really avoid anything that says alcohol. Is that?
There's a couple of different things there because obviously some chemical ingredients are actually naturally acid or naturally or an alcohol. So it's to do with the science of it. I mean, yes, in general, people have come away from an alcoholic-based toner. So that's where a lot of people will actually put onto a toner, you know, that it is, you know, alcohol-free, for example. But there are some ingredients that do have an alcoholic effect, yet they're even natural. But then that's where, if you've got a very sensitive or flare-up skin, I have you on a much sort of simpler diet of ingredients, just like if you have an upset tummy. And I explain that in the tutorials an awful lot, because I get so many questions with people now that, you know, once you get into your, you know, 40s, 50s and beyond, there is menopause, there is illness, there is stress.
Rosacea.
Yeah, there is rosacea. There is, you know, lots of very serious illnesses, if not going on with you, then going on with members of the family and close friends that then, you know, affect you psychologically. Psychologically affects hormones. Hormones affect skin. Skin is the largest organ of the body. Skin is then face, hair, body and nails. So then often when I'm doing, you know, even on social media, I'll sometimes get a question, what's a great moisturiser? And where maybe an influencer would possibly say, just, you know,
put one out there.
I'll ask the next question is, well, you could be dry skinned because of medication, because of hereditary, because it's weather and winter, you know, because of being on steroid medication, because of being on arthritic medication. You know, there's lots of different reasons.
So you're holistic. You look at the whole person. You know,
and then they'll, when I give my clients or followers or whoever I meet the opportunity then to understand that I'm going to talk about those things, then they're like, well, actually, yes, you know, I have, you know, I am on thyroid medication. I'll say, oh, that's it, what's causing the dry skin, you know, or actually, yes, I have just had a really stressful time and I had a, you know, course of chemo last year. And that does affect what beauty product you buy and what your expectation should be about the result. And it also affects other things to do and not do in your beauty regime at home.
Wow.
You know, because a dry skin that's gone through illness, for example, then is a very sensitive and flared up, upset skin. So then it's avoiding steaming, avoiding exfoliation, avoiding acids. There's a longer list of what not to do.
And
that does, I find, bamboozle a lot of people, because there's a lot of brands out there and a lot of people out there marketing to you as a consumer, and then you're thinking, oh God, I need this, I need that, or I need to switch to that.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, all magazines, everything, I mean, even QVC, it makes you feel insecure. You think, oh, am I, should I be putting this on? Should I be taking, you know, what, you know, literally, and as you, beauty has gone crazy. I mean, look at the 20-somethings now. They are just mad about it. To think that when we were young, wasn't it, was hardly any products around.
Yeah, and when we were young as well, maybe, well, not me, because I was obviously, you know, skincare and makeup trained, etc. But then, yes, in general, when we were younger, people were more interested in makeup through the teens and 20s and really weren't doing skincare. While now, yes, they're doing a lot of skincare early as well, which is good in the long run. But what they don't need to use in that age group is, you know, and it's almost the peer pressure, isn't it? And advertising pressure. They're buying in their 20s, you know, the £60 age defying cream, or the £110 this, or the £250 that, just like they're wanting the most expensive trainer or the most expensive handbag. And it's their skin doesn't need it, and they can cause more problems.
It can cause problems.
It can cause problems because you're putting on ingredients that your skin doesn't need. So it's like eating ingredients that your body doesn't need, you know. If you're putting on the ingredients that your skin doesn't need, or anti-aging ingredients when you don't need it, you're either then wasting money, or you're potentially giving your skin a reaction, and then you're upsetting your skin because you're giving ingredients or instructions to the skin. So if you have the wrong ingredients, they'll instruct the skin to do the wrong things.
Brilliant. I want to talk about the actual skin. Because I remember talking to someone who was a doctor, and they said, well, the thing is, people don't realise that really what you put on your skin really does go in. But legally, they can't say that, because then it would become, you'd have to get it on prescription. So it's quite muddling. So things, your skin really does soak in what you put on it, doesn't it? That's what I think people don't realise.
Yeah, it does. It does soak in what you put on it. But then also there are very strict guidelines about what are allowed in cosmetic beauty products. And then I think there's a lot of scaremongery as well that sort of happens to sensationalise some ingredients. But, you know, do feel assured that if it's a reputable brand, it's comes from a reputable retailer. You know, a lot of the retailers, yes, like QVC, yes, like John Lewis, yes, like M&S, you know, yes, like Boots, they follow and make sure that the brands that they stock follow all of the recommendations on what's a beauty and cosmetic ingredient. They check out who is making it, right the way down to often what is the name of the scientist that is signing off this product, what is the address of this lab in the world, right the way, just like in fashion now, when you shop with a responsible fashion retailer, they have checked, and they've got legal lawyers that travel around the world that have checked that it's not child labour, that it is fair trade, should we say, and actually fair to that economic market, how they are manufacturing clothes and to those people. The same in the beauty industry. So there's a lot of ethics there if you go to a reputable retailer, buy from reputable brands.
That's fantastic. That's very heartening, because you do worry. Now, I can't ask you, tell us your hero product, can I?
Tell us about hero product. Well,
yeah, because, no, you know, you've just said every person's...
I have rooms of it. I have, for me, if I'm looking at a hero product for someone, it's that one product that makes a difference to them, and that one product that they will keep repeat purchasing.
Okay, well, you and I have got quite similar skin. I can see by looking. We've got the same colouring, everything.
Right, hyaluronic is... winner. Okay. It's always a winner for me. Mm. Blended oils, always a winner for me as well. You know,
when do you put them on?
Every day in every way. Aromatherapist, you know, so I was an aromatherapist as well. So then
you're in love with oils.
Oh, I, you know, inhale oils. I have oils in every room.
Fabulous.
I have all of my blended oils that I still do. I've still got my beauty trolley.
Wow.
You know, all of that.
You can't take your oil out the girl.
No. I atomize oils. You know, I have hundreds of individual oils that I'll then blend up.
Wow.
So, yes, in different rooms I've got different oils, and different times I'll have different oils on different skin conditions, or, you know, different reasons as well. So, you know, the thing that I'd say about that as well is, and one of my biggest questions that come through is actually the pressure that women, if I'm just looking, say, just at women, the pressure that women have to do with actually having work done or having injectables, things like that, which is something that I don't stand for. It's something that I actually, you know, I'm known for being not necessarily against, because it's everyone's free choice. But I do worry where that's going and where it's taking the industry, because it's actually taking it to a high street level, and it's actually taking it to, you know, situations where the youngsters through Instagram, etc., are feeling that they need to look a certain way.
They've all got these weird lips.
Yeah. And all of this, all of that trade actually started off originally in the medical trade, where people actually medically needed those for Bell's palsy, for strokes. That's why they had Botox, things like that. And now it's been marketed as a normal thing. And, you know, for me, normal beauty regimes, using skincare, using makeup, using, you know, getting a great haircut, looking after yourself, whatever level that is, whether that's a 2 minute routine on a daily basis to make you feel good, if you've got, you know, you're juggling kids and grandkids and juggling
two jobs.
Because I'm very much I'm out of the London bubble. I'm not in the London bubble, and I do find that the beauty industry sometimes is too much in what I call the London bubble, that portrays this certain look, just like TV, magazines everywhere portrays this certain look that is not actually what happens out there up and down the country when you're, you know,
you've got a real life.
Yeah, when you've missed the train and you haven't put shepherd's pie in, you know, or make it last night, ready for tonight, and you've got to get a supermarket shop in, you know, and you've got problems with your skin and you can't get to your hair appointment because you've had to cancel it.
Yeah. What about, that's really good, you have sympathy for everybody, or empathy, I should say. What about... if I go into Boots, you know, can I find products? You know, I mean, what I do is I say to myself, okay, if I go into Boots, I'm going to put this on the joint card, because I feel like it's kind of, you know, and then if I buy something expensive, I have to buy it. So I really make, you know what I mean? So I really research it. I look into it, and it's my money. So I feel, you know, it's, so I'm kind of, it makes me more careful instead of just buying anything, or, you know, going over the top on spending. What would you buy in Boots if you know, we haven't got much money, you know, we've got the kids, everything's going, you know, want to go on holiday. What What's out there that we can trust?
Well, want to go on holiday, you just mentioned, so you've got to take SPF. That's got to be your priority. Mm. That's got to take the majority of your budget. And I'd rather you bought SPF in this country from a retailer than you actually landed and bought SPF that maybe you didn't understand or didn't have English on the packaging as well. And also different countries, depending on where you're going, might have different standards. So you've got the EU standard, which is one of the highest standards on your SPFs in this country. You can then definitely look, I mean, everything right the way from the Boots own brands have actually come up in ingredients. You know, once upon a time, the retailers' own brands, when you looked at the ingredient listings, really didn't have anything. It was mineral oils, carrying agents, synthetics and fragrance. Mm-hmm. So it was just a thick texture or a thin texture, depending upon how much water. Wow. You know, oil in water, water in oil. What was the concentration? Yeah. Well, nowadays you can actually get at lots of different price points. It's about knowing your ingredients. You know, the ordinary stocked in Boots, the Inky listing stocked in there, you can now pick up individual ingredients for, you know, £5-6, a hyaluronic serum for £5-6 now. I'm not saying it's the best hyaluronic serum, but it is a hydrator. It can go all over face, neck and eyes. And if you're not using something, it doesn't mean that it's only for the young. It means that if you're maybe 50 and you've never tried that ingredient, that's a great start to try it. There are better results, but if you've never used that ingredient, then that is going to give you a result. And then it's up to you if you want to step up the price point to actually one that has more hyaluronic chains in it, that actually has, you know, a stronger or bigger effect for you. So there's lots of different price points now, you know, that's in there. Also things like, you know, be careful about, so when I'm looking at beauty regimes, you know, what they're using, wipes, for example. Yes, they're quick, but landfill problem is number one. But number two for me, or number one for me, is actually on the skin, is the friction of them that is needed to wipe away makeup can cause sensitivity and high colour on pale skin, can cause, you know, thinness or spots on darker skin as well. So because you need to put some pressure on them to rub backwards and forwards. So you're a lot of the times when I'm talking to people, they might have great products, but their technique is too rough with their skin, or they're doing, you know, or if you're getting an all-in-one cleanser, that can be great, but do a different removal technique around the eye with it, so you're gentler. Or if you're feeling that your eyes are more lined than your face, then actually use a separate product all around the eyes, or take your eye makeup off first with your all-in-one. That will make you gentler around the eyes, and then wipe it away gently, then do the rest of the face, rather than just rub, rub, rub all over. And then what happens around the eye area is that thin skin, which has no bone structure underneath, it only has a jelly infill, should we say, of the actual eye capsule itself, is you stretching the skin just by, you know, doing that rubbing method of the cleansing removal.
So quite often you think, oh, I'm in a rush, just buy these wipes, put the, you know, do everything. So actually it's worse, you're worse off doing it. Better just to get the cotton wool and the cleanser and, you know, just spend just that 2 minutes more.
Yeah, and also, you know, check out as well lots of different retailers. You know, things like salon sizes are now widely available. I was the first to bring salon sizes to the market, what, 25 years ago. You used to only be able to get them as a trade card. Now you can get them in, you know, hair products, nail products, you know, and okay, it's a big investment if it's the wrong product, but you know, if you look at a brand that maybe does scale up and have some bigger sizes or have bigger size options at different times of the year, then that actually can save you an incredibly large amount of money. So I've got, you know, lots of my followers are nurses. You know, we don't pay them enough, you know. I'm going to put my hand up to that absolutely categorically, but they can have great beauty regimes by shopping wisely. It's a little bit like your food shop. If you just plan ahead, or if you just think about it, you can actually buy better quality. If you buy in a rush or at the last minute, then yes, that's often when you make the mistakes.
Okay, luxury brands, because whenever I see you, you're always doing these lovely luxury products on QVC, and I love what, me and my daughter watch it together because she's a beauty junkie and we just love it, and we just love the tips, and we love, oh my God, it's honestly the most fun we have together. It's the thing we have in common, we love beauty. And come on, tell us just three luxury brands which you think are quite good for over 40s.
Definitely essential oils, definitely something like Aromatherapy Associates or Neal's Yard, because then you're looking at not necessarily anti-aging, but you're looking at actually relaxation, mindfulness, me time, you know, making your bath, your shower, your beauty regime enjoyable. That's even if you don't want anti-aging or age defying, because no one, I'm not going to enforce anti-aging on anyone. It is very much about just feeling comfortable in your own skin and having good quality, you know, conditioned hair. If I'm looking at luxury, what would you call a luxury brand? Other luxury brands that would be in there that really work well. Let's go to sort of, you know, you're pretty safe if you go to something that's salon as well as retail. Okay. That came from the salon. So if I'm looking at something like an Elemis brand, that came from the salon. So, and it's still in thousands of salons in this country and all over the world, same as Aromatherapy Associates, actually. So when you're looking at some of the luxury brands that have come to retail after starting in that manner, and they are still used by qualified professionals whose livelihoods depend on that results. Facial or on that manicure or on that hair treatment, then that's, again, when you're going to get, you know, a great result. I mean, Percy and Reed Hair Care, Adam and Paul Percival that make those, they are absolutely top of their game. They do, you know, X Factor, they do Cheryl Cole, they do Fern Cotton, they do, you know, everyone that is current, and they really have high standards when they're testing out their products.
It's fantastic.
So sort of, again, that's got that salon knowledge base into making a product that's there. And if you find someone that's maybe licensed their products, that's not so good, because that means that they've sort of
but
sold
their name.
But how
do you know if you've licensed, I suppose?
You know, yeah, customers are bright. And obviously now with, you know, being able to research them and follow them on social media, you know, see when you're looking at brands and when you're looking at websites, see your sincerity. I mean, if you read on my website, I've written every single word myself. Someone else hasn't written it. They might have typed it, because I can't type very well, although I have improved. But you can hear, if you know me, or if you meet me, or if you follow me on social media, you can hear it's my voice coming through the typed words or the videos. It is not, you know, someone hasn't written me a script.
You haven't hired a company to sell Alison Young.
No, I've never written, I've never read off a script, even when I'm doing live TV. There is no scripts. You know, everyone's always amazed. There is no auto cue. There is no scripts. It's
have you got that
head.
Thing in the
ear?
You've got the thing in the ear, though, probably saying sold out.
But that's all they do. And then all I often want to know, if I'm on television like that, if I'm doing shopping TV, for example, is I want to know, is it selling or is it not selling? And the reason that I want to know that is that I know that's a good product. I've researched it. So if what we're saying and what I'm asking the guests to say, or what I'm saying, and it's not selling, then I'm not reaching the right customer that's interested in that product. So therefore, I want to change the conversation to give the customer that's watching that is right for that product, or then I'll start to say who it's not suitable for. Don't buy it if it's this, or this, or you have these problems, or this is too rich for oily skin. And then that's when I know then, because of the computer systems, then people start buying, and it's like, oh, she or he didn't understand that it couldn't be unisex, or she or he didn't understand that it was actually for a younger skin and not them. And so that's the only information that I ever
get. So who is that? Come on, let's get into Patel. So is there kind of producer in a sort of box, kind of looking at the sales? And,
Wow. And they're linked up. But I don't see, it's like whenever I'm talking to companies, even when I'm doing my consultancies with, you know, brands around the world as well, and I work with, you know, top CEOs and founders of companies, is if someone says to me, and they've said some hated words over the years to me, you know, they'll come up to me and say, oh, you can make our product sell. I'm like, right, I absolutely hate you categorically.
You're immediately,
it's like this, you know, my career in the beauty industry is not about selling to people or making people part with their hard-earned cash. I know how much it is. You know, I'm self-made. I've had times when I've had 50p in my pocket, and it's been, shall I get a pint of milk or shall I get a bus? And it's, okay, I'm walking because I need a pint of milk. And I'll never forget those situations, and you can dip in and out of those situations for lots of different reasons all through your life. And so, you know, anyone out there that spends money on their beauty or needs to spend money on their beauty, that's why I'll give advice on different price points, you know, or, and on the website, then all of the skincare tutorials. Then, you know, they're not linked to brands, they're not linked to products, they're talking about techniques, they're talking about ingredients. So if your daughter wants to watch them, if you need to watch them because your son's got problems or your grandson's got problems, or there's guys grooming ones on there, just to give you more information to really navigate the different price points. You know, it's up to an individual at home what price point they're going to go to. It's like buying a car, you have a budget, and then within that budget, what's the best thing that you can get? And that's what I firmly believe in.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous today. Your knowledge is just, and also the speed of your knowledge, Alison. Has anyone ever said that you talk extraordinarily fast?
Oh, yes. Now I talk, and I've got a high, squeaky little, annoying little voice, and I talk too quickly. Yeah.
But no, you are just, you're so full of energy. And as you say, you've done this yourself, this website. So it's full of the Alison Young passion. And I'm very, very happy to have met you. And if you'd like listeners to go to alisonyoungbeauty.com, you will find out everything and you will hear Alison's voice again. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you very much. And good luck to all your listeners.
Thank you.